Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So far, we have covered 5 out of 8 attributes necessary for a revolutionary person who makes changes in their society, which have been mentioned in Hikmah number 3 of Amir al-Mu'mineen in Nahjul Balagha. These attributes were dedication, courage, independency from wealthy and powerful people, not being discouraged by the greatness of the enemy, and realistic confidence. For the next attribute, Imam says, وَالصَّبْرُ شَجَاعَةٌ. Resistance is bravery. When we read Quran, we realize the word shaja'a, meaning bravery, hasn't been mentioned in Quran even one single time. Instead, sabr, that is resistance, has been mentioned plenty times, and resistance is bravery. Indeed, if a brave soldier fights in a battle for one day and disappears the next day, it is not useful and does nothing to make his side victorious, because victory is for those who resist the most in the fight. We know that the word sabr has been mentioned in Quran many times, actually more than 103 times. Of course, it has different meanings in different contexts, being patient during hardship or in battles, in your spiritual journey, or for those single unmarried people. Overall, there are about 8 different uses of this word in Quran. However, they all have one concept in common, and that is resistance. And that is what we think the word sabr in Arabic must be translated to, and not to be translated as patience. Now, let's see where we need bravery the most. Of course, in the battlefield, fighting against enemy. In Jihad al-Asghar or Jihad al-Akbar, the smaller jihad or the greater jihad, I'm referring, of course, to the hadith from our beloved Prophet salawatullah wasalamu alayhi, where he calls fighting on the battlefield against the enemies the smaller jihad, Jihad al-Asghar, and reserve the title of Jihad al-Akbar, meaning the greater jihad, for the battle with one's own self, one's lust and desires, and selfish and arrogant inclinations. And there is no doubt that we need to be brave, and therefore we need to be resistant and steadfast in confronting both internal and external enemies. When the Quran talks about the strength of mu'mineen in the war compared with the enemies, it says, Ya ayyuha an-nabi harrid al-mu'mineen 'ala al-qital in yakum minkum 20 sabirun yaghlibu 200 wa in yakum minkum 100 yaghlibu 1000 min alladhina kafaru bi'annahum qaumun la yafqahun. O Prophet, urge the believers to battle. If there are among you 20 who are steadfast, they will overcome 200. And if there are among you 100 who are steadfast, they will overcome 1,000 of those who have disbelieved, because they are a people who do not understand. Meaning, the resistance and steadfastness of this group of mu'mineen is essential for them to become 10 times stronger than the enemy. And the end of the verse also points out the attributes of kuffar which makes them weak. بأنهم قام لا يفقهون. And that is them not knowing what they are doing or why they are fighting. But a mu'min, because of his belief and connection to the truth, knows what he's doing and why he is fighting. And this knowledge and understanding makes him more resistant and steadfast, and therefore gives him more strength. About the battle with the self, there are so many narrations to which we can refer that show the absolute need of resistance in the face of all hardships and for the removal of obstacles on our journey towards the perfect, the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Rasulullah salawatullah wasalam says, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّبْرِ فَإِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ كَالرَّأْسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. Be resistant. Indeed, resistance for iman is as the head for the body. ولا خير في جسد لا رأس معه ولا في إيمان لا صبر معه. As there is no use in a body without a head, there is no use for Iman without resistance. However, in any sort of battle we are involved, there are some weaknesses which are attributed to us and some to our enemy. And of course, the smart thing to do in order to win the battle is to bring the battle in a field where it is possible for us to resist more. And this brings us to the conclusion that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is advising us to be clever in the fighting with the enemies. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.